Beeson to take this free kick. It's Paul. It's the first man who slices it into the penalty area. Spalding trying to make something of this. And they've got a penalty. It's a foul on captain Nathan Stainfield. And Spalding, with 2 minutes to half-time, have a penalty. So it's Varley for Spalding right on half-time. Scores! Sends the goalkeeper the wrong way. And Spalding take a big step towards promotion. It's Spalding 1, Stocksbridge 0. Visitors coming forward now as a cross into the penalty area. Should be dealt with by Kerr Miller. Is dealt with, but he comes to the edge of the box. Stocksbridge looking to try and get a shot in. And do it's a terrific effort. Is that over the line? It's headed in by Richard Stirrup. And Stocksbridge equalised right at the beginning of the second half. It's 1-1. Crossed into the penalty area by Spalding. And it's headed in. It's a superb header from Lee Beeson to retake the lead for the Tulips. And with half an hour to go, Spalding lead by 2-1. Spalding 2, Stocksbridge 1. Begins then with this free kick. Low. And it goes past everybody and into the bottom corner of the net. Harrison Biggins, it's his 19th goal of the campaign. And it's all to play for. Spalding 2, Stocksbridge 2. Spalding now with a chance. It's Johnny Lockie. He's into the penalty area. Takes it onto his right foot. Johnny Lockie! It's in! Spalding take the lead again! Deep into extra time. Johnny Lockie with a superb finish. Oh, Spalding heading to the playoff final. It's Spalding 3, Stocksbridge 2. They're coming forward again now. Matt Varley, it's the home side. Crowd urging him to shoot. Varley plays it in. Here's Higginson. Real chance. He's gone round the goalkeeper. Oh, it's off the line. How on earth has he missed that for Spalding to wrap the game up? Connor Higginson round the goalkeeper. He completely mishit it. And the defender managed to clear it off the line. Spalding win it back and now they're on the attack. And there's no goalkeeper. It's a chance here surely for Higginson. And he's played it across. There's an open goal. Oh, he's been tackled. And not sure what the referee's done. He's blown his whistle. It's full time. Spalding have won. They will go to the Evo-Stick Northern Premier League First Division South playoff final. They will go to Witton Albion on Saturday afternoon with a chance of getting promotion.
So, Chris, just sum up how you are feeling.
Yeah, I'm happy. You know, horrible way for Stocksbridge to lose a game, but you know, yeah, I'm over the moon tonight.
Does that sum up the kind of character you are? That you seem genuinely a little bit gutted for the opposition.
Well, it's just after a long season like that, the playoffs are what they are. We all deserve to be in it. Someone's got to win, and I'm over the moon. But you know, it isn't a nice way to lose. But yeah, no, I'm genuinely happy. And I suppose in the right now's time, a big smile all over my face.
And how are the squad? Was that them singing that I could hear?
Yeah, no, the squad are ecstatic. you know that was with the injury we had to Michael Duggan, which meant he effectively couldn't dive. You know, that's a big win. You know, in extra time to come and pinch it because we didn't fancy penalty. So that's them singing. We sung it after every win. Pretty much this season, and we'll continue singing it hopefully on Saturday.
And it shows a lot of character in your team to be ahead twice and be pegged back to still go on and win the game.
We've had character all season, you know, against adversity. When things haven't gone to plan, the big characters step up and give, you know, real heroic performances pretty much all year and have got us all the wins we've got, to be fair. We're not the prettiest side. You know, we have some good players, but we're effective at what we do.
And the winning goal, what a goal.
Oh, yeah, to be fair to Johnny. He's a great talent. He's only just turned 18. And he's had a season. He's scored a couple of goals and he's been in and out and he's been waiting for a moment like that. And it's in his locker, so fair play to him.
And this is where, as a manager, the inspired substitution from you?
No, Leon was knackered. So we just changed it round. But, yeah, no, Johnny has got the legs and he can do that. So really pleasing.
And Witton Albion then in the final, probably not the team you'd have picked, but you'll go there with confidence that you
couldn't care less. You know, in the playoffs you can't pick anyone. I would have picked the 23rd team in the league if I could. No, it doesn't matter. To be honest with you, going to Witton are a great side. We're playing twice. They beat us down here. We drew 2-2 after being 2-0 down at their place. They'll know our threats, and obviously we know their threats. It'll be a big crowd, and what an occasion. Be what may, you know, we'll do our damnedest and it could go either way on the day.
And finally, 448 here tonight. It was a terrific atmosphere. Did the extra crowd help you get over the line?
Yeah, I think so. In that last period of extra time, very much so. Absolutely superb. The crowd were brilliant and thank fair play to us.